This is Ozarks at Large. One of the biggest annual gatherings in Northwest Arkansas reached its conclusion earlier today as thousands of Walmart shareholders assembled inside Bud Walton Arena on the University of Arkansas campus. The meeting is part pep rally and part business meeting. An example of the former, this year's host of the meeting, actor and rapper Will Smith.
Wow, that was fantastic. I was backstage and I was listening like when Papa Rob was announcing the whole Walton family. It's a lot of them, you know? That's like the family on the block that you can't afford to get in a fight with anybody because, like, they all coming, you know?
As for the business meeting portion of the gathering, shareholders were presented with 9 items of consideration, 4 presented by the company and 5 introduced by shareholders. The company's items included the approval of 15 directors to the board and the blessing of the shareholders to maintain Ernst & Young as accountants for the retailers. The items presented for consideration by shareholders were presented to the audience in the arena and to a global audience watching a live webcast.
I'm Julie Skye, a member of All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I represent the Unitarian Universalist Association, and I am also a member of their investment committee. Today, I move our proposal, item 5 on your proxy card, which requests the company amend its equal employment opportunity policy to explicitly prohibit discrimination based on gender, identity, or expression.
So far, about 80 publicly held companies have voluntarily adopted the political spending disclosure requirements of this proposal.
In opposing this resolution, Walmart claims it has standards in place that address the treatment of workers by suppliers and supplier workplace safety. The company points to the supplier code of conduct and its audits to identify supplier non-compliance.
It worked like this. Corrupt unions, like the Service Employees International Union, the SEIU, and other anti-business activists targeted Walmart for defamation. Instead of fighting back and defending the good name of the company, the CEO at the time, Lee Scott, decided to cave in. Mike Duke has intensified these policies of appeasement. Walmart even hired one of its
portions of shareholders' presentations today during the Walmart shareholders' meeting at Bud Walton Arena in Fayetteville. Bloomberg estimates more than 14,000 people were in attendance today at the 41st annual shareholders' meeting for Walmart. The company used the platform to announce a new $15 billion shares buyback program and to tout its expanding international and e-commerce divisions, as well as tell shareholders about efforts to promote sustainability and healthier diets. The shareholders' meeting lasted for more than 4 hours.